they had this weird deal going on, I said, why not? Purchase myself a motherboard, purchase myself a new power supply, huge upgrades. And then I did the unthinkable, brother. I bent a pin in my CPU, and I'm devastated about it.
I've kind of been there before.
Dude, it's terrifying.
Well, I didn't bend my pin. I fried my motherboard in my CPU.
I remember this.
On the same, dude. On the same day.
Oh, that was terrible. I remember that.
Yeah. I think I was wearing socks, just being an idiot.
Yeah. Doing the unthinkables.
Thank God I had money that day. Like, it was payday.
Sheesh.
Got a new... I think I was putting in a new motherboard, and then I fried my CPU. I don't know how my GPU didn't get fried.
What GPU were you running?
It was my 1080 at the time.
Oh. I thought maybe with, like, the new card, maybe it would be, like, some sort of, like, surge protection. But I doubt something like that would have, like, a surge protection on it.
Yeah. I thought that would be fried, too. That would have sucked.
That would have been a different level.
That would have been wrong for... Because that's when GPUs were...
That's when crypto was there. That
absurdly expensive. Dude, like 1080s were at least like 400 or 500.
Yeah, I know.
And now like a 3080 is like 350.
Dude, the GPU I got is like NVIDIA's version of a 3070, and I got it for 250, 230.
Yeah, that's 3070.
Yeah.
Do you know how much I paid for my 3070? $1,100.
Oh my god.
And that's when it was like through. That's when crypto was like at its peak.
Yeah.
So it was rough. Dude,
that is so terrible.
Yeah, that's, and the crazy thing about that is I bought it at retail price.
I'm sorry, what? They were just selling them like that?
That was retail price. Every, like, because you know how people would like, they would get sold out all the time?
Yeah.
And then you would try to find one. On, like, Facebook Marketplace, OfferUp, all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, reselling.
$1,400. I'm like, okay, I can't obviously buy that.
No. I can't justify that.
My 1080 was, like, I think at the time it wasn't running anything that I wanted to play.
I believe
like
it.
Like, Sea of Thieves.
That's kind of low-key. That game takes a lot.
A lot. Rocket League, a good amount. Rocket League takes everything out of my computer.
Yeah.
Internet. CPU power,
RAM,
everything. It needs everything to fucking perform at a high level.
Which is stupid.
I don't get it. No. I really don't.
I don't understand.
It would make more sense if like EFT did that.
Yeah, EFT, Stay from COD. Off,
if you guys don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, COD, something like that.
COD. I mean, COD does run a lot.
Yeah, but there's like...
There's levels
to this.
Yeah, there's levels.
You're loading an entire map, 11 other people, all shooting guns with a... constantly updating minimap. Yeah. Rocket League is a ball and four cars.
I don't get why it requires so much fucking internet.
Yeah, I don't get that either. Granted, you are skill diffing people. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the average player probably doesn't even like notice that type of thing.
That's true. Like,
but like top 1% are here.
I need that. Like the
you part of the 1% club?
1%, yeah, still.
Nice.
What
about in real life?
Always 1% in real life.
Oh, jeez.
Top 1%.
Jeez.
Of men.
I like that. Yeah.
Ladies, it's good.
That's good.
but, yeah, I think I just need it. Because, like, if I'm driving, it's seconds of decision making. Like, milliseconds.
Split seconds. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if it stutters or lags a little bit, it'll throw off my whole thing.
I get that.
And then sometimes my car will just, like, I call it ice skating. Because it ice skates. It drives me nuts.
That's so funny.
But, yeah. Yeah, you had a rough day yesterday.
I did.
I did kind
of. Yeah, let's talk about it. You got his hairs cut. All of them, actually.
Hairs.
All of them.
My hairs cut.
Yep.
Leg hair, toe hair, finger hair, arm hair.
Wow.
Armpit hair.
Oh. Ass hair?
Ass hair.
Yeah, that's what I like.
I don't feel comfortable shaking you up.
That's actually federal of you. That was actually so federal of you. My dog just left me hanging.
Sorry.
Looking for a new co-host?
Yeah. Maybe for something else I'll shake you up on.
You got the hairs cut. How do you feel about it?
I got the van, though.
My mom died. Girlfriend left me.
Yeah. So I got a haircut. I went to the barber. good barber. But I said just like a mid fade. I wanted this gone. And I wanted like a little bit more length on the top. Like kind of like to here, maybe, you know?
Okay.
And
Why is that?
because I'm receding. But now I, yeah. But you know what? Who cares? I kind of like it. I like the short hair. It took me a while to like it though. I wanted to run against a fucking brick wall when I saw myself. You know when they cut your hair? This is the one thing I don't like about barber shops or just haircut places, okay? You remember back in the day, you'd sit down and you would stare at yourself in the mirror. Why the fuck do they turn you around?
While you're going?
Yes.
That's
I
a
want to
really good
see it
question.
happening. I wanted to see my hair get cut. It was long. I had, that
You
was a
did.
long.
You got a mop.
The most amount of hair I think I've ever had.
Maybe on the sides.
On the sides,
Yeah.
the top maybe could have. It was very long at one point. Very long.
Jeez. How long is this? Used to care about his fits.
Yeah, I do used to care about if it's look at me now, dripped out.
Brother, wearing ripped blue jeans with mocks.
But I don't get that. Why do you guys do that? If you guys are barbers, let me know. Because me personally, I like to see my hair getting cut. Because then I can maybe say like, hey, you're going a little too
Yeah.
short here
Hey,
on the
let's cool
top.
it. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah. You did lose like your waviness.
Yeah, it's just fine. It'll grow back.
Lucky.
Yeah. Like I'm a lucky man. I'm like
Right.
bald.
Bald.
But yeah. Pretty annoyed by that. But over time, I think I appreciated it. You know when you get your hair cut and it doesn't look good because it's not the way you usually have it?
Yeah.
So like I kind of
I get it.
finagled it. I was like, you know what? This isn't too bad.
Yeah.
Let me just rock it.
Yeah. You know the one thing that sucks about getting your hairs cut?
Hairs? Well, you keep saying that.
Yeah, because you're shaving all of them, not just one hair.
Okay.
So it's not a haircut, it's hairs cut.
I just never heard that before. Is that the correct way of saying it?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Really? You
I've
didn't know
always
that?
I just say haircut.
That's crazy.
I'm just gonna say hair.
I'm gaslighting the piss out of you right now.
Okay.
Yeah. But you know what? This does suck
I
though.
appreciate that.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
not
like
going to fuck myself.
yeah, man, no problem. That's what I like to see. No, when you like when you let them style it and it looks phenomenal,
Yeah.
and then like a week later you're like, oh, like
Oh.
let me get that, and it's never the
It's never
same.
the same.
Dude, I had
I've had that before.
an un believe it or not, when I did have
He
hair,
had hair at
I
one point,
had
guys.
an unbelievable cut, and he used like this special type of like my hair was so thin on the
Yeah.
top, it gel was terrible.
Yeah.
So he used like a baby powder, which
And it,
kept it in place, and
oh,
it kind of
that's
like,
key.
it, dude,
Baby powder's
I was like,
nice.
oh my God, I look phenomenal.
Yeah.
And then I gained like 178 pounds, right?
That's a lot of weight.
Yeah, lost my hair. Zero T. So, you know.
178 exactly, or
Yeah. Kilograms. Yeah.
okay, that
I'm
makes.
huge, so.
Okay, yeah, you're not big. Stop saying you're fat.
I could play Blob in X-Men.
Shut the fuck up.
was so funny.
But
But that was
hey
really
guys,
discouraging. Hello. We're doing something new.
we're doing something new.
Yeah.
Kind of just wanted to keep it laid back after Dark Watchers Pod.
We had a little
Got a little whiskey and Pepsi. Whiskey and Coke.
Diet Pepsi.
Yeah, whiskey and Coke sounds, it just sounds smoother,
It
but
does, yeah.
it's the only option we really had. Still really good.
I would
Diet
actually
Pepsi's a
disagree.
good little touch.
I prefer it, actually. Hot topic,
Yeah.
but
But yeah, we're kind of just talking about really whatever.
I think yeah, that's what I want to do.
Yeah. How's life at the moment right now for you?
I mean, dude, after what happened yesterday,
Yeah, that's
I was
true.
spiraling. I already spent like $400 to $500 to like get all these upgrades, had no business getting. And then I was like, great, there goes another 300 for a new CPU.
Yeah.
And I also had the mentality that my new motherboard only supported the Ryzen 5s, meaning like 5,000 series. Found out that was incorrect. So I was tweaking even more because I was like, I can't even upgrade my CPU as an excuse. Like, now I just got to buy, like, I'm buying a new thing that's still going to set me back. Yeah. And I found out that that's not true.
Are you getting a new CPU at some point?
Eventually.
Yeah.
I did a lot of big upgrades, so.
I definitely have to as well.
The good news, though, is that, like, my stuff won't crash. I got another 2 terabytes of storage. Huge W.
Yeah.
So much porn. And then...
You're watching porn on the computer?
No.
Have you ever?
Never. Never. Never my computer.
Oh.
Never, like...
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Well, like, you know, like, as a kid, you have, like, the shared PC. Like, almost every night you're at work. What do you work, Monday through Thursday, right? Remember that one time you had to give me your PIN because you needed something to download?
You motherfucker.
And I've just been running it, bro. You got a better chair. You know what I mean? More.
No. I have before.
Really? I did on, like, the old family PC.
Yeah.
But, like, since then, like, I haven't done, like... No, I don't think I once I realized, like, what a computer can do, I was like, yeah, I'm not trying to ruin it.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather play CS2 with a touchpad. Yeah. Because that's, like, what I was doing.
That's, like, at that point, for me, when I've done it, I'm like... I'm so horny, I'm taking this risk to crash my computer.
That's crazy. The phone never does it for you like that?
I think I was just looking for a little, like, a different environment than I'm used to. Make it a little bit better.
Okay. Like, headset on, off?
I think I've had it on and had it off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What, that, like, 8K audio? Yeah,
it's crazy.
That's crazy.
Pretty good experience. But I don't...
Headset?
Yeah, like I said.
No. Eye headset? VR?
Oh, I've done that before, too. Not on my computer, but...
How do you run it?
On the MetaQuest. There's a browser.
Oh, that seems just like... Okay, they built it for porn.
They did.
Oh, that's crazy. I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure 70% of my usage on that thing has...
That is insane, bro. What?
When I first got it, it was like I would play VR golf, and then I like slammed one of my remotes on my dresser actually.
And all reliable, you know, this heavy bitch.
Yeah, this dead is fucking heavy. The sensor is like all screwed up. So like,
makes sense.
I'll have my stance, and then my arm will just be up here. Yeah, so it screws up my whole thing, so I couldn't play. So I was like, okay, well, I have one controller, and I know I can navigate, search on that thing. Let me use it for that.
That's fair.
You know,
would you be down to run a version of like Ready Player One, like full body suit, like immersive, like you're if in like it a came world? Out, yeah.
Fuck yeah, I would.
Yeah.
What?
That'd just be all porn though, as well, right?
I think at the start it would, and then it would, like, evolve into just another, like, we're going into just a different universe, so, like, you have just a different life there. Kind of how they did it. But I definitely...
I mean, for the movie, yeah. But I mean, for the real world.
At the start, I think it's going to have to happen.
Yeah, I mean,
obviously. To let it run its course to where it's just, like...
It's no longer curiosity.
Yeah, it's just like a normal thing at that point. And then, like, what else can we do in this? Because we tried.
Tron.
Great.
You see the news?
Yes.
It looks OD. Ares?
Yeah. Wait, who's playing it again? The villain?
I believe it's still Jeff Bridges.
I think Jared Leto is going to be in it.
Oh, yeah. I think he is Rise, right? Or is it Rise? What is it?
I hope he does good. Because
Ares.
Actually, kind of a hot take. You might agree with me on this. I enjoyed him as Joker. I like that, like, gangster Joker look.
Yeah. He's a lot, but I didn't mind him. He's a lot.
He would have been really good.
Huge shoes to fill as well.
Yeah. He was the first Joker after, what's his
Heath.
Name? Heath, yeah. Yeah, so that's a tough. But he did his own way.
I believe.
I.
Because they didn't have one in Batman and Superman, right?
No.
Batman...
Nope.
Yeah.
No, that's Suicide Squad. Because Batman's in Suicide Squad, the first one, for like a glimpse.
Yeah. When he gets Deathstroke?
Yeah. No.
Deadshot.
Deadshot and Harley Quinn and Joker scene where he's like got that OD like purple and green Lambo. And then he's like
Oh yeah,
driving away
I'm
and they
tweaking.
crash in the water and everything.
I'm thinking of Batman. I was
And then he
tweaking.
like tries to kiss her and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, respect. That's kind of
And then they have like that full scene where they're
rapey.
dancing, and then they like fall into like the pool.
Yeah. But
This part had me though.
I love it. I think it's so dope. You didn't like it?
It just seemed very trolly.
I loved it.
Because
I thought it
like,
was so dope. He's like laughing.
yeah.
That's how he sounded.
That
It's a
was, yeah,
cr
that was kind of money.
Yeah, it's a crazy Joker laugh. I think it could have been a little bit better, but I still liked him though. I think he looked fucking dope.
No, you looked great.
He got the tats.
Yeah.
Like, just a. It's like Gangsta Joker.
Yeah, it is. Dude, that soundtrack went crazy.
Yeah, it was really good.
Heathens?
That
I feel
movie.
so basic for saying
I
that,
know.
but that song's OD.
The movie could have been so much better, I feel like. I know you
Yeah.
liked it, right?
Yeah, but I like the other one a lot more.
Oh, the other one's so good.
So much
What's
better.
the other dude? Polka Dot Man?
Yeah.
I did it! I'm a superhero! It's so
That's
bad.
a good one.
Do you wanna. Oh, we're kind of talking about superhero movies. Do you want me to jump into that question I was talking to you about?
Why not?
Let me.
He said he had a question for me, and I was like, "Hey, why don't you pipe down,
Yeah.
Mister? Save for the pod." Know what I'm saying? That's exactly how it went, by the way. It didn't
Yeah.
go any other way.
Yeah. We're an MCU podcast. So
I
I
know we are.
kinda wanna throw an MCU question in here. So hear me out here though. Can James Gunn, in a way, save the MCU? Because he did such a great job with the Guardians of the Galaxy. Will that success transverse into the
Translate, yeah.
DC universe, and like event like basically causing Marvel to step up their game
Because they have competition.
because they finally have competition.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about this whole Superman movie.
Really?
I'm not really sold on it yet, so like a biased take, I'm gonna say no. Like he won't have the resources that he'll have at Marvel.
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing that we were talking about.
I mean, I do think he's gonna do great because it is James Gunn. It'll
Yeah.
probably be a good film, but you're also following up, Guardians. So it's like,
Yeah, also then
yeesh.
again, it's not just like Superman. He's got a lot more characters
Yeah, he
than
does.
just Superman,
Yeah,
so I think.
but he also fucked Superman. So like,
In a
Henry
way,
Cavill is my fucking Superman.
yeah, that is a
That was
little
some snake
rough.
stuff. After putting him in Black Adam.
I definitely, but I'm hearing like rumors that he might be in like a different universe as Superman, Henry Cavill. But now we're hearing Marvel news about,
That's what I'm saying.
so I don't know. Can actors do that?
Being both? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I
Idris
thought.
Elba.
Yeah, and now what's his name? Drax. Dave Bautista.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of people that have been in a lot, both.
Actually, I think that might be a lie. I think that was just a rumor that he wants to be.
What?
Dave Bautista wants to be in DC. As
No, I thought there was a rumor about him going.
it's one of the Batman villains. It's is it Bane? Yeah, it's Bane. He wanted to be Bane, but like the comic accurate one where he's got the
Oh,
green.
tubes.
Yeah.
I think, he was expressing how he wanted to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it definitely will, and I think I want it to happen. I want DC to succeed. I
Yeah.
finally
I
want to see
mean.
DC like do well, 'cause they did so good back in the day when their cartoons were just
Oh, yeah.
bangers.
Yeah.
And I feel like they could definitely they still got a
He's gonna
lot of
cook, but.
They have a lot of potential because they still can use their main characters because they
Yeah.
haven't found, besides Henry Cavill, like their main people that they can have for 10 plus years, like Marvel.
Correct.
So I think if that happens, Marvel's gonna have to step up their game, which I want to happen.
Oh, yeah.
They'll wake up and then it won't be just like great movie. Decent, 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 bad, great movie, you
Yeah.
know?
Well, actually, I guess a little sneak peek into next week's Marvel news.
Yeah.
Apparently, Bob Iger confirmed that they've canceled, like, I think he's the correct term was many
Yeah.
movies that
Yeah.
have been like semi-produced and written. That kind of already makes me feel like they're kind of cranking down the hatches.
I like it. I appreciate
Yeah,
that. I
absolutely, I do
think
too.
Iron, I mean, wasn't Ironheart supposed to be a movie?
I think at the very beginning.
They just like kind of stopped promoting that for some reason.
Yeah,
So
well,
that's
now it's a
probably,
TV show and it's like a whole
yeah, that's
thing.
probably,
Geeged.
that probably is Geeged.
What was Vision Quest? Actually, I've heard some rumors about Vision Quest, about like other things being tied with it.
Yeah. What's Agatha, I think, is done.
Yeah, that's done. That's coming out.
It's a
That's the summer.
musical.
Apparently, I don't know. We also there was like the like behind the scenes that were released
Yeah.
where there was talking.
I'm nervous for that one.
Me too.
Are we gonna cover that? I'm nervous for that one.
Oh yeah, that's where my
This could be
expectations.
also
I don't even know if you guys can see that low.
a unpopular opinion, but I think Marvel, man, I think Marvel in general, damn, I'm curious what you're gonna say here. I should stop making shows and just
Ooh.
focus on movies.
I disagree with that. You want to know what I think the perfect rotation is?
But I mean, then you got Loki though. But that's like, yeah, continue on.
I think the best thing that they can do, we're going to give you four Marvel projects a year. That means once a quarter, so you can have like one team focus on like one part of movies, right? And then
Yeah.
that way it's like when you're, I don't know, a TV show in January, right? Or a TV show within like winter, right? And then late next season, you hit them with a movie.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to work on, you have another at minimum 6 months for the next movie.
That makes,
Or like 3 to 4 a year.
yeah. And they also
And
need
like
to,
one is just a TV show.
they just need to fire some writers too, low-key, for those shows.
Agreed. But we did cover how
Yeah,
they're
they
doing.
are
Yeah.
eliminating a lot, which I think is
I
good.
really did see potential in Echo. So.
That's impressive. I didn't at all.
For the money?
Oh, for the money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you got to think, what next time, with the basis of the writing, most of the writing of that, and I definitely, there's no way they didn't hear our
Yeah.
feedback. Obviously, our feedback, not the community's by any means.
Yeah.
Our reach is just that big. But that they're going to kind of button it up a little bit more. But imagine what they'll do with 100 million. Because wasn't
That's
that
what, but
40 or
that's what
60?
I'm like,
I think it was 40.
it's, I don't think Echo is that good. And yes, 44 million is kind of like
It
an
was a 44? Yeah, okay.
accomplishment in a
Yeah.
way for a low budget
Yeah.
movie. But you're Disney, you're Marvel, you're a
Yeah.
billion-dollar company. You don't need to be doing that.
I agree. Oh,
You know?
yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah.
Question.
Okay.
Okay, this is me being stupid, right? I don't
Okay.
know a lot about the world. Did you know that YouTube, or sorry, Google, isn't like its own like entity?
What do you mean? Like, because they're like YouTube and.
No. A company owns you. Google.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what the company is?
No, but it's.
Alphabet.
Yeah, that actually, I do
Yeah.
know that.
Do you know
Yeah.
what their gross income was last year?
Well, they're definitely hidden.
No. I mean, I don't know how accurate it's gonna be.
Yeah,
It's
but
from
like nobody
Goggle.
talks about.
Yeah, oh
Yeah, they
yeah.
just think Google, they think Microsoft.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, yeah, I would think Microsoft if I thought of Google. Because Apple has, I mean, Apple has Safari, actually, never mind.
Yep.
Yeah. How much is their gross
From
income?
Goggle 2023, we're looking at 307.8 billion dollars. I just
Jesus.
want you to know that's over a quarter of a trillion in a singular year. I don't know how much they lost.
I don't think they lost that much, bro.
I
People
doubt
Google
it.
everything.
That's what on my Safari, I go to Google. It's nuts.
Dude, you know what I just thought of?
What?
That's just a stupid thought. But what if, you know how like the people say like you're, the government's spying on us, like the
Okay.
CIA and all that stuff. And when Edward Snowden
Follow him on Twitter. He does not follow me back.
It's crazy.
On any of my three accounts.
Basically, like, told the world that, like, yeah, they're spying on you.
Oh, yeah.
They had to change something.
Yeah.
So what if they, like, I don't know, took over Google secretly?
Mm.
That's how they get their funding for other shit they have to do.
Jesus Christ. Did you just big brain the government?
I'm just thinking of,
like, I think you just big-bang the government.
And that's how you don't need to be... Like, when do you hear Congress giving a bill to the CIA or FBI about, like, special projects? You don't hear anything. How do they even get their funding?
I don't watch the news. Yeah. I thought it was taxes.
Yeah, taxes, but...
That's a lot of money, brother. I mean, yeah, I this is me. Power. This is them every year.
Yeah, but you...
During taxes. Yeah. IRS? My butthole.
Yeah, but you need... a lot of money to do the things that you're doing under the radar. 9/11.
I mean, yes. 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 Absolutely. God, and what about that one retreat? Dude, I forgot the name of it.
Retreat?
Yeah, the Ryan Garcia stuff.
Oh, yeah. What is that whole ordeal? I only know, like, little things about it.
So... he just kind of tweaked and went onto a Twitter circle or something with Andrew Tate.
Yep, I saw that.
And, of it. Yeah, and he was talking about how, like, the elite, right, the Illuminati even, maybe, they, like, tied him up, went to this, like, island of retreat that, what's his name, Alex Jones has talked about it. A lot of other people have talked about it.
I know the name, I'm spacing on it, but it's like a owl god.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what
like,
it is.
Like, do a ritual too. Yeah. There's a huge house statue there.
Yeah.
That, like, a lot of higher-ups go to.
Yeah, and, like, apparently, like, he watched some bad stuff happen there, yeah. Right? And then people are just like, damn, this guy's, like, on drugs, right? He got a lot of money.
On coke, yeah.
Or he's got terrible CTE because this dude's, like, 215 and 20 or something like that.
Yeah.
Or not even that. Like, he's something crazy. So we're like, that's just a lot of head trauma. Or they're like, what if this is real?
Yeah.
So, to get the funding, you know, do some weird shit to blackmail.
I mean, they did it with Chris Manson with LCD or LSD and basically, like, trained him how to...
Charles Manson?
Okay. Charles Manson,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, yeah. I was tweaking. What did I say?
James?
Yeah. Sorry, I think Charles it was James, Manson. Yeah. yeah, he was part of Operation...
Paperclip?
I think that's it.
Is it Paperclip?
I think it's Paperclip.
Maybe.
No.
I think Operation Paperclip has something to do with NASA, with them hiring Nazi scientists.
Oh, that happened. Yeah, that was crazy.
I think that's Operation Paperclip.
Oh, it is. I just watched it. No, that's Operation Mincemeat.
And they hung people.
Operation Mincemeat.
Mm, they hung people in front of the NASA building. Mostly African Americans or Jews, which is crazy.
Kanye?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Was Kanye part of that? I actually love Kanye. I know you don't like him. I love Kanye.
He had some cool shoes for a minute.
Yeah. He's doing this whole, like, thing where he's making his clothes cheaper. I think they're all, like, retail, like, $20.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty dope.
Have you seen him?
Yeah, but... he's making it cheap.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's fair. Yeah. I think it also might be the new, like, signing for the contract with Adidas, though.
Is he back with Adidas?
Yeah.
Though? Good.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's kind
of... But they, like, were going to get rid of, like, I think it was, like, $8 billion or $2 billion worth of merchandise because they dropped him.
Mm.
And then I think they worked something out where they're like, we're going to sell this, but it's going to be stupid cheap. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, that wasn't when they were signing the contract.
Yeah.
Not Kanye. As you guys can tell, but that teddy bear though, right? Mm. High school dropout.
Did you see the?
I don't know. Anyway,
did you Connie's see the Alex Jones? He was on Alex Jones' like podcast, and he was like basically. I think he said like he agreed with Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
He also was like, someone was like. So do you love everyone? He's like, yeah, I love everyone. And they're like, do you love Hitler? He's like, yeah, I love Hitler. And he's like, Jesus Christ, bro, I'm spiraling. Yeah.
But
what are we
I mean, he
doing?
does say crazy shit, but
Yeah.
a good amount of stuff he says, though, is I agree with.
Really?
Yeah. I think.
I don't watch a lot of it, so yeah. I pretty much only see the crazy shit he'd be saying online. And I'm going to, on a hunch, on a limb even, say you don't agree with the crazy shit he's been saying.
Hitler could have been avoided. Hitler comment and...
Yeah, that's what I'm... Yeah. Okay.
That could have been avoided.
Okay, yeah.
I don't agree with that.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I was like... I lost, like, interest in him.
Fair.
And then, like, I think he... Not made up for it, but... I just kind of forgot about it. Just forgot he said that.
Interesting.
You know? Like, but, you know.
I've got a question for you.
Okay.
Actually, I've got a few. And I'm just going to kind of find one that I want. Oh, this is going to be fun. Who is the GOAT of sports?
It's tough. Because there's so many greats.
There is. I think, personally, to kind of judge this character, I think it needs to be something that, like, is definitely focused on him. Like, a team sport, like, a team player for me would never be considered the GOAT of sports because he's got to be surrounded by a whole team. You know what I mean? So, and you're not here to claim a team. You're here to claim a person.
Somewhat, though.
I mean, LBJ is the GOAT of basketball, but there's no way you can say that he's...
But you can also say the same thing about, like, Michael and Kobe. Like, that's just a great athlete because, like, how much they worked.
I mean, yeah, absolutely.
Get their accomplishments. Obviously, it's a team sport.
Yeah.
But, like, that team would be nowhere without them.
I mean, yeah, but look at Tiger.
Yeah, I was going to say...
like, that's... It's him.
I've always appreciated Michael Phelps.
Oh.
I always thought he was a...
Is it 13? 13 golds?
Something ridiculous.
Something stupid?
I think he's up there. He has to be up there. And then Tiger Woods, obviously.
Dude, Michael Phelps is a good shout.
I think I would go with Michael Phelps. I'm trying to think of, like... Oh, you know what? You could also say, like, Messi, Ronaldo.
Oh.
Because soccer's so big. But it's a team sport, but there's, like...
No, they're different, though. They're different. That's, like, the Kobe's, the MJ's, LBJ's.
Yeah.
Like, Mbappe. Haaland's insane. Haaland's a stud, by the way.
Yeah.
But, see, I was thinking, I like your Michael Phelps shout. I think I would probably go Tiger Woods or maybe, like, a Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson.
Because
he
was terrifying.
He was a monster. Bro, what is this stupid news with him and Jake Paul?
Oh, they're fighting, I guess, in July. It's
dude,
definitely
going to
be an...
I don't want
to
see
it's going
to
be an exhibition. It's gonna be an exhibition. Has to be.
I don't want to see him go down. I don't want to see Mike Tyson go down.
Do you have an inch of faith with Jake Paul?
Because
I have zero.
He's a good boxer.
Yeah, I'm not. Dude, he would beat the piss out of me.
Yeah.
But have you seen the clips of Mike?
No, I have, but...
They're terrifying.
Yeah, but he's also 57 years old.
Yeah.
And
he's going to go in there high as a kite and not feel a thing.
How many rounds is a... I mean, it's not like a champion, not a championship. Is that a championship?
No. It's got to be an exhibition. Well, there's not going to be
a belt for a belt, like round a belt fight. So it's not 12 rounds, right?
Oh no. There's no belt or anything like that.
So what is it, 8 or 6? I don't know. I don't know too much about boxing. I usually watch UFC.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I don't know.
6, maybe.
6, I think.
I don't know. I think Mike is doing this as an exhibition, getting a bag, and we'll do like what Floyd and Logan did.
I mean, I want Mike Tyson to get a bag. I just don't want to see that dude go down.
Mm-mm. He just won't. That's like the crazy part.
He's
going to get enlightened, brother.
He's 57.
Brother, he's going to, dude, God is going to go boop, and it's just going to go, and he's going to turn into scary monster.
I hope.
Back in the 80s,
yeah.
Maybe. I don't know when he fought. Early 2000s, maybe. And just run, people.
No.
If he's 57.
90s, then, I think.
Yeah, I'd have to like, 80s, 90s.
I don't know, dude. Because there's also been, like...
And also, statistically...
There's been some videos. It just doesn't make any sense with Jake Paul's fights being a tad bit rigged. I don't truly believe that, but if it's like kind of obvious in this Mike Tyson fight, I might have to kind of like look back at the other fights, because there's been like the Woodley fight. He kind of just like dropped his left hand and then just let Jake Paul knock him the fuck out. Ben Askren didn't do anything.
Dude.
Was it Nate Diaz?
Nate Diaz was.
He wasn't. Yeah, but he's in a good excuse, because like Nate Diaz did that in a UFC fight. Like he literally had this
You
dude
run him.
stumbling and like pointed at him instead of getting the W,
Yeah.
which I love.
No, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to find, 'cause actually, okay, boom. I think this is the one I want. Because like I do have I'm gonna say a technical winner in this question,
Okay.
which is
I'm gonna finalize mine and say Michael Phelps.
okay. Statistically, and I mean, granted, 13 Olympic gold medals. I don't know how you compare it to it. You know what I mean? Because I don't think this guy has any. Most All-Star Games gold in the career, 13. We're talking about Wayne Gretzky.
He's a stud, though.
Most All-Star Game goals in one game, which is four. All-Star Game assists, 12. Points in the All-Star, 25. Career stats. Like, I'm trying to. Like, there's like a whole list. Awards, maybe? Dude, like, he's won the Stanley Cup six times. He's leading the point record, like how LeBron is doing it in basketball, where it's like it's never gonna get touched again. Except Wayne did it back in his day, and it still hasn't been
I
broken.
hate when people say that. That not you. I'm not saying you, but like when like professionals saying that record's never gonna be broken. Like people said that about
Michaels.
no, Oscar Robertson had a record for amount of triple doubles. You know what triple double is?
Yes.
In an NBA season.
100 points and 100 rebounds.
And people said it would never be broken. Russell Westbrook just crushed it. And then
Don't,
they never
but
said Kareem's was gonna be broken. LeBron's at 40,000
it's
now.
unbelievable.
I can like I'm never gonna say it can't be broken, because
That's
it
fair.
eventually probably
That's
will.
fair. But my whole thing was that he's held the title longer than them.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's kind of because I mean, I agree with you. Eventually it will, but just the longevity of this is insane. And I think I did find a better list here.
I'm gonna give you a crazy stat though about what somebody has to do to break LeBron's scoring record.
Oh, I think I know you're gonna pull up and I'm excited.
Yeah.
Eight-time all NHL first team, seven-time all NHL second team, all WHA second team. In 1998, he was ranked number one in Hockey's News of the 100 greatest hockey players, inducted in the Hall of Fame, another Hall of Fame, named an
Damn.
officer in the Order of Canada in 1984, received a star in Canada's Golden Walk, ranked number five in both ESPN, top 100 athletes of the 20th century, up there with, this is crazy, Muhammad Ali, Michael Jordan, Babe Ruth, Jim Brown, and Jim
Damn.
Thorpe. They put him in that list.
Wow.
That's what I
That's
mean.
crazy.
Yeah. His number's been retired just league-wide. Just nobody ever gets to wear his number now.
Damn.
That is stupid.
I'm trying to find this stat.
It's insane. Where are you looking for that? I'm going to tell the people how I feel. Did you find it?
Somewhat. This is like comparing it to Luka Doncic. I can't
Whatever.
say his last name.
I don't know basketball players
His
anyway.
current average in the NBA is 27.4 points.
Luka?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And since he's only. Okay, what? Ooh, that's rough.
I got a baby day at work. Wah. Oh.
No, that's. Sorry, this is
Okay.
not a good one. Okay, continue on.
While he looks for that, I'm going to tell you guys how I feel about this, and then maybe you can figure out an answer while you're reading. Would you get an Neuralink?
I'm not gonna find it. It's all good. But But it's an absurd stat.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. You guys did the research.
I think you have to average, like, you have to play, like, 70 games for 20 years.
Yeah.
Average, like, 27 or 28 Jesus points Christ. Per game or something. It's ridiculous. Would I get a Neuralink? Hell yeah.
Whew.
Yeah, I would.
In what time span? If it came out tomorrow, how long are you going to wait before you get it?
Tomorrow.
Whoa. That's insane.
I have full faith in the
Oh,
full faith in
dude.
Mr. Musk.
That
Because
makes me so nervous.
it's a gamble, for sure.
Yeah.
But think about this gamble.
They can just
Hear
go,
me out
boop,
here.
and you just go,
Yeah, no,
sell credit
that
cards.
definitely is.
I'm a walking ad for 6 hours now.
That definitely is a little scary. But
Or just
imagine
have
if it.
ads pop up on your fucking sidelines.
Well,
Hunting would be an L.
eventually, the Neuralink will be able to put you in a virtual reality experience.
So
So
would you wait for that?
I'm sure you can just do a little software update on that bad boy.
Okay.
But it's a
Old.
yeah, it's a gamble. But imagine if it actually is for the good. And
Yeah.
taking over AI is basically what its goal is for Neuralink. Not take it over, but compete with
Yeah.
it. If it does, I'm going to be farly more advanced than a normal human being. So that's going to probably
Yeah.
take me. You've watched the movie Limitless.
I
I can
have.
like imagine that's kind of a
Okay.
good little route that I would take.
Interesting. See, my route goes, I don't know if you've seen this movie.
Or I can just fucking shit the
I'll
bed
go fuck
and I
myself.
become like a vacuum or something.
I'd use you as a vacuum. The sum in your mouth and you could soak it.
Gonna cut
I
it
really
there.
made that happen. Have you ever seen the movie Upgrade?
No.
All right, this dude gets some shit in his head, right?
Yep.
And it talk starts talking to him, right? It's a
Okay.
sentient AI. It ends up taking control of his body, right? And he's doing some crazy shit, killing people, but he and like the guy
Oh, in
driving.
the back of his like neck or something?
It's something like that.
Yeah.
And then he ends up just like killing a shit ton of people,
Yep.
and he's like tweaking, right? That's where my mind goes.
Mm.
You're literally gonna be a shittier Winter Soldier.
Yeah, that'd be pretty crazy.
Like
That'd be
that
pretty
would,
wild.
yeah. And then like, you know, it gets like hacked where he's like tweaking because I might just lose it, and he's like shot 30 times in the leg so he can't walk. Yeah, like like that's where my mind goes.
Damn. Yeah, that'd be
I don't go
pretty.
happy. I'm like,
Starting like
dude.
a whole army.
Yeah. They just go, and there goes
Yeah.
Clay, and Gonzo's dead, and we're good to go.
That's pretty crazy. Speaking of army,
Can't have first genners.
going to politics a little bit here.
Oh, geez, Rick. I don't know
Sorry.
a lot about him,
I
so.
know I'll educate you though.
That
Not like
was an L
sorry.
take.
I'll
Jesus Christ.
inform you.
Sure. And it definitely won't be biased.
I don't even know if this is like a this is just a concerned opinion, I think.
Okay. Scan.
Joe Biden, okay.
Mm.
Kind of determined to
You're talking like him.
no, I am terminated Donald Trump's like immigration bill, which basically is we're flooding in immigrants.
Yeah.
And now
Okay.
I think it's either the Senate is trying to pass a bill where illegal immigrants can join the military. And that my first thought was if they want power, you know, like Americans in the service are probably like, if it's like we're fighting against the government, like if that situation ever happened,
Okay.
they can just use those illegal immigrants to fight for that their what they want to be their country at the time now, you
Yeah,
know,
yeah.
while Americans that lived here are not going to be wanting to do that because there's a lot of chaos going on, all that stuff, and we're going to want to fight the government. Do you see kind of where I'm going here? It's a little concerning.
No. You're losing me. I'm sorry.
Where did I lose you?
I guess it's like the illegal immigrants joining the military, I don't see. The more the merrier, right?
No, I don't see it that way. And it's kind of scary because they can just easily control them. Legal immigrants.
Okay. Yeah, I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah, and if there was ever a
Oh, now I see what you're
people
saying.
of America against the government,
They're gonna side with the government. I
they're
see what
gonna
you're
side with the
saying.
government. Yeah.
That one took me, the
Sorry, I didn't
cogwheel.
really word that that well. I
No, you
tried to,
didn't. Joe
but
Biden did
that's
a little
kind
bit.
of like where my head,
Interesting.
which is a kind of concerning, I feel like. I don't know. It could.
See, oof. Honestly, I think civilians in certain areas of the United States, I think they could fend off before it becomes like an all-out like warfare.
We have no shot. I'm letting you know that right now.
Like, I mean, I'm talking like before fucking like Humvees and like attacks. When it's just like people in cars, I think average civilians would probably fend them off if that's what it came down to. But when you start bringing in like fucking choppers and like SEAL Team 6
But
to
here's
plant
the th
C4 and shit, like
but here,
that sounds like, oh
yeah,
yeah, of
here's the
course.
thing though. You probably, if I was the government, I wouldn't want to kill as many of civilians as I can. I want to control as much as I can. So I would just bring out the top guns right off the gate. Just let them know
Yeah.
who's running shit here.
Interesting.
You know? Then the UFOs finally come out of Area 51.
Okay,
And
okay.
then it's world domination at that point.
Oh, interesting. World domination. Wow. It really took a spike there at the end there, I'll be honest with
Yeah. That's how the narrative is.
Is it?
That's how I see it.
So
Hopefully it
there's
doesn't
a
happen.
chance that we're gonna see aliens soon?
Yeah, you don't think we will?
Ooh, question.
Why do you think the government's just slowly drizzling in UFOs? So we're slowly
Oops! Oh, dang it!
easing it in. So like when it does happen, we're like, okay, well we already kind of knew that.
Okay.
Instead of just like not telling the people at all, and then just shocking like, hey, we got a UFO.
Ah, see, that's crazy.
You know, there is aliens. People would just fucking lose it.
Yeah, but I feel like we've known. We knew before the proof. The proof was just like, okay.
Yeah, because of leaked stories, Bob Lazar,
Okay.
other people. It's just like maybe they wanted him to leak it.
Yeah, or maybe his whole story is false.
Do you think Bob Lazar's story is false?
I don't know if it's true.
I think there's a lot of truth there.
What I will say is that between the pop culture of everything and then the video game aspect of everything and like it just being a rumor for such a long time, when the news came out that like anything about aliens, it was like for me, my mind was already made up. So it was just like, okay. Like my mind was made up. Like I didn't need anything more.
I really don't even think it's a super complicated answer if there's like aliens or not.
Oh,
And then you also
really?
have like unknown advanced civilizations that have been in this world that we barely know of or is just hidden from us.
Yeah.
They definitely could have, because of the way you like see how the pyramids of Giza are made, or just
You know
like.
NASA owns the inside of those? It's a weird one. They also own like a portion of the Grand Canyon. Just want to throw that out there for
Very
you.
interesting.
Yeah. The inside of the pyramid. It's like, bro, what?
It's kind of, you
There's
know,
definitely something there.
there definitely is. And they like how they built the pyramids, it definitely could have been with frequencies. You've ever heard of that
Oh,
before?
yeah. Sorry. Let's check this
Yeah, I think that's really controlling. I think frequency is like
Oh.
like a super powerful tool that we have zero knowledge of, and maybe somebody else does. Like music influences you, your mood, all that stuff. That could be just a light frequency. If you really wanted me to go on my Eddie Bravo type thing,
You
I
lost me.
don't believe
Flat
this. I don't
earther?
believe
Like
this.
you already
I
lost
don't
me.
believe this, but it definitely could be a possibility. Like cell towers, they definitely could emit
What
a
are our phones?
frequency. Our phones definitely emit a frequency.
Outlets?
Outlet, everything.
Yeah. What about a remote controller? Remote controller.
I don't really know
What are my
what
AirPods?
exactly, definitely, well, exactly.
PC?
I think so.
Wireless mouse.
I, Can I finish what I'm about to say? I don't know everything that emits a frequency, but
Okay.
there's definitely a lot of stuff that it does.
Lamp?
I don't know. I
Glass?
don't know.
You?
Yes.
Hell yeah. I'm picking up on your frequency, aka your vibe. No, I'll be honest, you lost me when you said Eddie Bravo.
Yeah, I know.
Homie's a flat
That,
earther.
yeah.
Can't get past that. But Hollow Earth? 900 IQ.
That could definitely be a thing too.
I mean, it could be. It could be.
Antarctica, the hole's there. There's
Yeah.
government, our government's there
Yeah.
for some odd reason.
Yeah. That is true. There's also the whole like Nazi base down there.
Yeah, and there's also pyramids down there.
Yeah. Apparently there's also like a frozen forest down there.
Yep.
There's
There's
crazy
pyramids
shit down
everywhere.
there.
Bro, there, you know there was like over a million pyramids in America.
Really?
And then
That's
they
insane.
kind of like not translated, but they're this same like
Within like the
theme
yeah.
that the pyramids of Giza have. Talking about gods, talking about the different beasts, same thing, just drawn just a little bit differently.
Interesting. Like a different dialect?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I was just watching a Graham Hancock
Goat.
lecture. And he's talking
Look at
about
you
Iowa,
being studious.
talking
New
about him,
haircut tings.
yeah, talking about him, how they used ayahuasca. So like you got the rainforest, what's it called? Oh, why am I spacing on the super famous rainforest,
Amazon.
Amazon, thank you. I don't know why I spaced that. But people are like cutting it down
Yes, they are.
and using it for farming. And there's like weird little patterns on the ground, like ditches, man-made
Interesting.
ditches. And if you zoom out, from what their literature says, it says like those are their ayahuasca experiences. And that's where they see the
Oh, wow.
beasts. And all those like gods, so that's why they like draw.
That's really fucking
So it's
cool.
really influenced by
Interesting.
ayahuasca.
Where do you read the, hear that?
It was on YouTube.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Oh, I'm gonna have to check that out.
yeah.
That's kind of sick.
It's that whole. It's like an hour. I'm just finished. It's like an hour and like 13 minutes
Oh, that's
long.
butter. That's all day.
It's
I'll
so
watch it
good.
twice.
It's so
New
good.
PC tings.
Yeah, you'll learn a lot about like the spirit. Like they studied. The afterlife for like 3,000 years. Like they're really like
Interesting.
trying to figure out what happens after life. So that's when you have the feather in the heart.
Okay.
I think it's like the 42 serpents or
Something like
something.
that.
They ask you 42 questions that you should be able to say no to.
Can I give you 10?
Like, have you killed or like all those? Yeah, sure.
Have you killed?
No.
Have you had sex?
Yes.
All right, that's all
1-1.
I
Looks like I'm even on the feather in the heart.
That equals.
Yeah.
Damn, I really just fumbled right there. It was an L.
It's, I mean, they probably just like super basic
Yeah.
questions. But it's really interesting. There's a lot of mystery. I don't know why we're going to space. We barely know.
Oh, I'd much rather be going to space.
I feel like there's so much more information that we can get from here.
Oh, absolutely.
That,
But out there is like undiscovered
yeah, but
completely.
that the answers here could definitely help us crank it back out to space. I think we are.
Crank it.
I think it's just secret operations.
Look what Elon's doing with SpaceX.
Huh?
Look what Elon's doing with SpaceX.
Yeah,
Homie's
space.
got landing rockets.
Yeah.
That's saving
Yeah,
trillions.
but I just find it weird that we always talk about. I mean, it makes sense. We want to go to space. It's a big topic. Space is huge.
Yeah, I have a tattooed on me.
But it's talked about so much, and then like. We don't like really ever talk about like archaeology,
Archaeology.
archaeology, sorry, that much. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's because
It's not a big
this is way
topic though.
slower.
It's not a big topic to
That is
talk
also
about
true.
than space.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
it catches eyes more. But it's weird how NASA
Dude.
owns the middle of the pyramids or the
Yeah.
inside.
That's insane.
The King's Chamber and the Queen's Chamber?
I mean, from what I understand, it's just the inside of the pyramids.
Interesting.
Talking about space,
Okay.
I watched a movie I don't know.
Recently?
Yeah, I mean, it
Was
was
it the
ISS.
was it the oh ISS? I want to see that new
Adam Sandler?
yeah.
No, I really want to, though. Did I watch it? I watched it February 12th of this year. I write down all my movies last year, watched 155. Not on pace this year.
That's crazy.
But I watched
Maybe
ISS.
they've broken your record.
Oh, they
I'm
definitely.
curious.
I mean, it. I was an average. Let's figure it out really quick.
Because a movie, like an avid movie watcher, I feel like it's pretty rare.
I was watching a movie every 2 day, 2.3 days.
But you're like in a good way. This is not a bad thing. Like you're an extreme avid movie watcher.
Oh yeah.
And I think people would say they're avid movie watcher. I would say I'm an avid movie watcher. But
Every
155,
that's a lot.
that's. If somebody broke that'd be nuts.
That's a lot.
I'm sure somebody's
Someone
watched
has.
a movie every day.
Yeah.
That'd
I mean, it was definitely plausible last year, but it was just like I also like wanted to play video games some nights,
Yeah, exactly.
or like was camping. Like I camped for a week. That decimated my number. That was rough. ISS. The premise of this movie was so good, right? So there's Americans and Russians in the ISS,
Oh,
right?
I
Just like there is
saw a
in real
trailer of this.
life, right? And then there's nuclear warfare on Earth. They get a message up on the ISS saying, "Hey, take control of the ISS by all means possible." They end up start fucking killing each other. The premise is unbelievable. Movie was so dog shit.
Damn, I
Yeah.
saw the trailer for that. It
It was
looked good.
lit, right? And so now, here's my hypothesis,
Okay.
right? Big braining this. Because the movie premise was really, really good, an original take for a space movie,
Yeah.
right? Because it didn't do amazing, that we're gonna see that premise 6 times in the next 3 years.
It definitely is possible.
And it's gonna piss me off. Someone's gonna be like, "Well, I can make it better," because that movie, like, you can watch and be like, "Oh, I can make that better." You watch Interstellar, no one's watching that and saying like, "Ooh, I can make that better," and that's why we've never had another carbon copy of Interstellar. You know what I mean?
Question for you.
Let me hear it.
Would you want to see a sequel to Interstellar?
No. No.
I don't think I would either, but it would be interesting
Christopher
to see.
Nolan's open endings are butter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even just look at The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
End scene is him alive with Catwoman. He sees Alfred, sorry, and Alfred's like, "My dog." Like he took my advice, and I couldn't be happier for him.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's
We don't know
true.
what he was doing with Catwoman. You know what I mean? What if he sabotaged? What if she sabotaged him? And now they're, the next Bonnie and Clyde.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is true.
That's such a phenomenal Inception. You don't know if that's
Inception's so
his
good.
fucking shit.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He's a great director. I need to watch Oppenheimer again to see if I like really enjoy it. I think I enjoyed it. It was just long. Maybe the people I was with at the time couldn't really fully dive into the film.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. Question. Top three best directors. If you want to name off movies, I'll tell you for the most part directors. If it's a popular movie, I don't know, I like that. I know actors really well and actresses, but
Does
actors
it
are
have to
tough.
be in order, or can I
No,
just name
no,
three?
no,
Okay,
just name three.
beautiful.
And
Thank
if you
you.
want five, I'll even let you squeeze in five.
Gotta put the Russo brothers in there.
Okay, Russo within the five. I like that.
This is superhero based because I basically watch a lot of superhero films. I'll
Valid.
definitely throw in some other ones.
I mean, you're gonna have to put in the guy you're just talking about. There's no way you
James
don't.
Gunn,
Okay. Got three left.
Christopher Nolan.
Okay, two left. I think you're missing a major one.
I think I am as well. I'm trying to think. What movies have I watched? Man, let me think of a movie. Oh, this is driving me nuts.
I'm going eight within your three.
I got three, right?
Yeah. Let me toss out Quentin Tarantino.
Oh yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I was just about to say Pulp Fiction,
Yeah.
when we were talking about Christopher Nolan, I was like, oh, wait, that's Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I just thought of him. I couldn't think of him.
That's crazy. That is nuts.
Yeah, he's definitely in there. I'm missing one more. I think he's underappreciated. And I'm trying to
Scorsese?
Think of, he's hit or miss for me.
Fair.
Like, I always butcher this name of the movie. Flowers.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Killers of the Flower Moon. Killers of the Flower Moon. It was, it's all right. It's so long, dude.
Yeah, I didn't even watch it. It's so long. If you want me to commit for 3 hours or more, I'm going to need you to make a premise that I'm truly interested
exactly.
in. Endgame, I'll sit through it, no problem. I was literally in the theater. Oppenheimer, literally in the theater. I was like, oh my God, Christopher Nolan? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I also love Cillian Murphy. Oh my
God. Yeah, he's a stud.
Oh my God.
You fucking coming over there?
I'm fucking be, bro. Jesus. Dude, I love it. Peaky Blinders. Think about it. Forget about it.
I know I'm missing one.
What about John Watt?
Is it John Watt? What name of cool films you said?
Spider-Man. The new ones? Sam Raimi.
No.
I
was going to say Zack Snyder. Because he did The Watchmen, right?
Yeah. 300.
300. I think
he's... You're supposed to do I Am Legend, by the way.
I mean, I Am Legend is still a good film.
Right.
Yeah, I think... Somebody last name Reeves or something?
Matt Reeves, Batman.
What other films has he done? I think he's...
Well, we find out. Sorry, guys, for the audio. I just chewed hella on ice.
I think it is Matt Reeves. Because I think he has some good movies. And I enjoyed Batman.
Batman was great. Batman was great. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wait. This guy cooks.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. We're talking about the Planet of the Apes sequel.
Yep.
Cloverfield, average. 10 Cloverfield Lane, much better. Didn't watch the Cloverfield Paradox. That one skipped me. Let's see. Oh, 28 Weeks Later. My personal favorite, even though 28 Days Later has Cillian Murphy. You also get to see his dong, a lot of pubes. Hog on him, though. If I'm just, it's in the first 5 minutes.
Is this
it's crazy.
A sex scene, Clay?
No, he wakes up in a hospital fully nude because he just got done an operation. Because
if this was a sex scene and you only talked about his dong.
All right, relax. yeah, I mean, he's done a lot of great films.
I like Matt Reeves. I like his directing style.
Yeah, I mean, Batman was phenomenal.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
No, who wasn't good? Zack Snyder's Batman.
I like Zack Snyder's Batman.
Ben Affleck is bad. Ben Affleck is bad.
I like just him in Justice League.
Batman. Justice League was great.
This versus Superman, I think, is a good film. The only
just disrespected Steven Spielberg. I'm so sorry.
Steven Spielberg, yeah.
He's up there.
Yeah, he's up there.
He's huge. Stand on Me?
Yeah.
Forget about it.
Yeah, there's a lot of good directors out there. Damn.
Nolan.
I wanted to point
James out. James Cameron?
James Cameron's a good director.
Spike Lee. Oh, Tim Burton. I might have to throw Tim Burton on my five.
I wanted to say this. I had a thought last night. It's crazy how... a simple idea can change a life in less than a year. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
This podcast.
Yes.
You were in Bend.
I was. I was in... It's crazy you're just going to dox me.
I was in another place, only exposing his location.
Oh, that's so crazy. Because you're so open about your location.
Yeah, I was in Wilsonville. Wilsonville. Yeah.
Now I dragged him here.
Yeah.
I had him at the Scorpion.
FaceTime you one day.
Get over here!
Yeah, FaceTime me one day. He's like, hey, I've been meaning to talk to you about something. It's kind of an idea I want to do. Like, what are your thoughts on doing like a Marvel podcast?
Marvel podcast.
I definitely was a little hesitant at the start.
Yeah.
It took me a while to grow into it.
Yeah.
Just nervous to be in front of a camera. Like, podcast settings kind of...
Oh, it's weird.
It's a weird feeling.
It's really weird.
But now I don't give a fuck. Bitch.
Eh, yeah, no, I agree. I weirdly, I was thinking about that today. I mean, our 1 year is coming up,
Yeah.
obviously. But yeah, no, I'm kind of right there with you. It was I mean, it was a Hail Mary, and we got into some heated debates.
Yeah.
But now we live
One
together.
off the pod, too.
Oh
One of
yeah.
our worst.
I mean, for the podcast, it was the worst.
And I think almost like in our friendship, that's one of our
That's a hot spot.
hot spot. Yeah.
But now we live together, and I get steezed every weekend because I get to see
Yeah.
him. Because he really thought it was a cool idea to be like, I'm just going to work nights.
It's great. It's great. I feel great doing it too. I really do.
And you look great.
Thank you.
You look great.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Really try.
Yeah.
Do you have any improvements you want to make, like in this year or
For like
just anything?
personal.
Personal, work. Like, what do you really want to be better at?
That's a good question. Obviously, I always want to be better at work. Really, dude, I want to focus this year a lot on the podcast. Like, I want to see this thing grow. I want to
I do
see,
too.
I want to see us level up. I want to see me especially level up.
How so?
Just better editing style. I mean, better editing style, better background, like behind the scenes work,
Yeah.
stuff like that. Having conversations with you of like different ways of doing certain things, a set to an extent, because we're not rich. Let me make this very clear.
No.
Your boy's poor.
Yep.
But like trying to figure something like that out would be nice. And just leveling it up again.
Yeah.
I think this was a great first step, but I don't think we're finished. You know what I mean?
You happy where you're at?
No. Never.
Yeah, but you're never satisfied. But are you happy in the moment? Are you happy where you like got yourself?
I'm glad I'm not living with a random person.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's a good way of looking at
I
it.
mean, me and you do ball cupping sessions every evening.
No,
That's
we
pretty
do
cool.
not.
Yeah,
No, we do
we
not.
nurture each other's manhood. We complement each other's. It builds our testosterone.
No.
It kind of like soul links us.
You gotta stop doing that.
What are you talking about? This is the after dark, brother. Like they're allowed to know everything. This is what we
We don't
do.
do that.
Oh, sure. It's just how he's like not weird when he gets in front of a camera. Homie's tweaking.
Do you want to shut the
That's so crazy of you.
up?
Well, man, I think I kind of want to cook dinner or something. So,
Yeah, pick it
I.
up. I'm going to the gym.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to improve on.
Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry. I probably should just like
I don't care.
rebuttal the question. Yeah, you know what? No. Fuck you,
Yeah, I don't
Gonzo.
care.
No, tell me.
What are the things I want to improve on? I definitely want to. Last year I really focused on like my mental, like different ways of doing it, through working out, meditation,
Meditation's huge. Big fan.
diet, just daily habits.
Yeah. What kind of daily habits?
Making breakfast, making a good hearty meal,
Big time.
feeling good about it, cleaning your room. Making sure everything's sorted, just getting things done.
I like that.
I think I still definitely lack on it sometimes, but I definitely am improving, and I want to keep doing it this year.
I like that.
I want to be in the best shape of my life at the end of this year. That's what I'm looking at.
I think that's super achievable.
Yeah, I've been turning on another level at the gym. I love it.
I believe that.
I think the reason why is because I don't have a basketball court. I don't have, which I miss dearly.
Yeah, your
Basketball
ankle.
court, yeah, sauna, all that stuff. I just lift.
Yeah,
Yeah, and
I
then
mean, you do tan.
I do tan now, which is nice. It is nice. I'm pretty red,
You are.
because I was pretty pale, and it's also probably like 29 degrees out, 30 something right now.
43.
43. Okay, never
Warm
mind.
day. It was a warm
It was a
day.
warm day. It's actually going to be a warm week, right?
Yeah, I saw something about like
65,
65.
yeah.
Had me tweaking.
Yeah. It
I
needs
don't
to
have my
be.
shorts unpacked yet.
Yeah.
Like, my balls are, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's crazy. Obviously the podcast, the way I talk, definitely.
The way I
And the
talk.
way I just want to improve my speech, I feel like.
Okay.
It could be with like vocabulary, just finishing sentences, not using or like, you know?
I
Ta.
wish I
I wish
knew.
I knew.
We're not trying to improve on that though, right?
No.
Bad, 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 bad,
No.
bad, bad.
Yeah. Editing. I would just try to do something different with the shorts every time.
Yeah. I think you're doing a great job.
You as well. You really improved.
Stop
You
it.
definitely have.
Stop it. You're gonna make me blush.
I just let you. I mean, it's your first time doing it and you first started. So that's how I was. And I just trusted that you would get better at it, and you have.
Yeah. And I definitely have a lot to improve,
And you
but
did the same with me. Like, the shorts, if you look back at them now, not the greatest. Not
that's fair.
to say that the ones I have now are amazing, but they're definitely an improvement from the last
Dude, the
ones.
fun, I did, dude, I didn't even realize you've been cooking thumbnails.
Yeah.
Like, even just like that little attention to details, though. Because if you guys haven't noticed, we have been doing thumbnails,
Yeah.
and they're sick. Shout out the boy.
It's really fun.
I believe it.
Because like when I edit, I can't really have music going.
Ditto.
And I really enjoy listening to music when I'm doing something productive. And when I get in that Canva, I want to get Photoshop soon
Yeah.
so I can start like making everything from scratch instead
Yeah.
of just using templates.
Absolutely.
But Canva's like a good beginner and I'm really improving at that. Like
Yeah.
this last video I made, I think I made like three or four new graphics just for that clip.
Hell
And it
yeah.
took me like 2 minutes to make.
That's so dope.
Yeah, so it's
That's
cool
nice.
like not being able. Shout out Jax, he made our overlay
That's our boy.
back in the day. But he's helped out a lot.
Yeah.
He made our logo.
He did.
It's goated logo.
Made his t-shirts. He
Yeah.
also came out with his own t-shirts.
Yeah.
Those are dope.
Shout out
Damn.
J Aspect.
Should have
If you
worn one of
guys
those.
want anything like customized, you like his work, just hit up him on Instagram. It's j.aspect. DM him. He's always willing to take on a challenge. Shoes, clothes, anything you really
He
want.
did a really dope hydro for me.
Yeah,
It was
so
sick.
if you want some custom work, that's our guy.
That is our guy. Hashtag not sponsored.
But dude,
Hashtag pay us.
this was nice.
Yeah.
I like this a lot.
This was great.
This is what
I'm not.
sometimes I envisioned our pod to be,
Yeah, I
in a
can see
way.
that. I can see that.
Yeah, nice and lax.
Well,
We need to improve on that.
I do
Something
agree. I
up
think
top.
we have definitely improved recently in the
Well, we
past like
definitely have,
four
but
videos.
yeah.
I've been a lot more loose, but I
Yeah,
do
we need a
agree.
little bit more loose.
Also, a little more energy would never hurt.
Yeah. I'm a laid back guy, so it's tough for me to bring out energy.
Yeah,
I
well.
try, I really try, but I just
Yeah.
go back to it, you know?
That's fair.
Yeah.
Well, this was a pleasure. I'm not sure how often we're gonna do this. This might be like a one-off, or this might be like
Yeah.
maybe twice a year. I don't know. We just honestly, I kind of was feeling bad. We're not covering a TV show right now, and we've been doing a video a week for, I would say, without really missing a week in the past 9 months,
Yeah.
maybe like seven, but a long time. And so we're kind of taking a small breather, but I just kind of thought it'd be fun for something for us
We
to just
definitely
kind
needed
of
just a
BS with.
break from a breakdown.
Yeah. But
We're trying to
I'll
do,
check that out next
yeah.
week.
We're trying to do like more stuff, like the tier lists.
Got
You guys are
some.
gonna definitely see a lot, like a lot more variety
Yeah.
coming soon. So.
Yep. But I mean, if you guys are checking out the just the audio platforms, that will just be the breakdown. Like, I'm not gonna obviously separate
Yeah.
a tier list for just audio listeners because that's miserable. But yeah. So if you guys are just interested in the breakdowns, obviously still subscribe.
Yeah.
And also just check us out on the audio platforms. But if you want to
Definitely.
see like more like of our personalities, a little bit more of like kind of what we're up to,
Us.
yeah, click the red button.
Daily lives. Yeah.
It'll be fun.
I appreciate the support. This is fun. You
It's
just
been a
hit,
hoot.
it's kind of weird. We just hit like 168 subscribers.
Yeah. One away
I
from
know
the
it's
20 number.
like in the YouTube world, that's a small
Yeah.
number, but
we got 168 though before the year.
Yeah, but I think that's 1 year in.
Yeah, it's compound interest.
Good. Yeah, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm seized with it.
I like it, and I'm excited.
Yeah,
for 500.
Yeah,
1,000.
Yeah, we said over 200. Done over 169.
Yeah, I'm excited for 169.
And 420.
Maybe we'll have After Dark podcast. Probably won't be alcohol on the 420 episode. But yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Always a pleasure. You want to shout out the socials?
No.
Keep it laid back?
Yeah, no. Fuck the socials.
Peace, guys.
Thanks, guys. Goodbye.